Shin Samach Hei, Sif Gimel, we did the Meshavar, we have to do the Berlacha. Gern Shinichtan, so it's on the last line of the Berlacha on page Reish Chav Ches. So we said that this issue over here is that the walls of the Chatzar cannot help the walls of the Mavi, because the walls of the Mavi actually extends partially into the Chatzar, so that where the end of the walls of the Mavi is not connected at all to the where the walls of the Chatzar are. But Omairi Shemuflogim Kosei Mavi Mikosei Chatzar Shloshetwachim. It's not Lavud. So the Kosei Mavi have extended three Twachim or more into the Chatzar. So the end of the Kosei Mavi is not connected to where the Kosei Chatzar here and the Kosei Mavi ends here. Avapachazim Shloshetwachim. I mean, Lavud, Reu Kiilu, Lo Nichusu, Mivifnim. Rabbi Megalim the Shir Kanis as a Mavi the Secha Chotzer the Chol Yosef Dai Yishosha Tvachim. This halacha would be true if it's at least three Tvachim and entered in. Otherwise, so it's interesting. It's interesting type of Lavud. But right, so the Kosel Mavi here's the walls of the Chotzer, and the Mavi extends into the Chotzer. To Tvachim. So the wall of the Mavi ends here, the wall of the Chatzar is back here. We say it as if the whole thing is really filled in. And it's like really they're ending in the same place. And again, then the walls of the Chatzar connect as a Lechi to be Soisim, the end of the Mavi. Okay, now one second. This is going on a case. In the case where the Bnei HaChatzar were not ma'ariv with the Mavui. So you put a lechi into the Mavui and because the walls end of the, right next to the adjacent to the walls of the Mavi, they act as a lechi. That addresses there's a tikkun over there, but the Maisa, there's a party to the Mavi which hasn't not been mishtatav in the Mavi. So that's an independent problem. So the case over here was that the Bnei HaChatzar have a different way to go out to the to Rishus HaRabim. So they go out that way, they're not using the Mavi, so then they don't have to mishtatav in the Mavi, and they won't ask in the Mavi. But if they go out using the Mavi, it's a problem. So the Bir Lachim Mutter, Afilim Regilim Bnei HaChatzar Labra Derech Shama, the people of the Chatzar go through the Mavi. So Lachar, and now how can you say the Mavi is Mutter? There's a Bnei HaChatzar who have not been mishtatav in the Mavi. So if they don't use the Mavi by the Shabbos and they only use an access out to their other access out to the Rishus HaRabim, they're not members of the Mavi, they're not using the Mavi because they have another way to go out. So we'll be Chavel Amidistoyim and say, if you go through the Mavi, you gain your shortcut, but everybody loses, they can't carry on the Mavi. If you go out to the other way to Rishus HaRabim, all the Bnei Mavui will be able to use the Mavui, so they stand to gain the usage which you wouldn't have had either way. So that's called Tmidas Storm. You're not going to have it either way, the usage of carrying in the Mavui. And by you going that way, you're taking away from everybody else. You don't stand to lose that usage. Everybody else stands to gain that usage, so let them use that usage. That's called Kofa Tmidas Storm. That's the word first to Zenahana. It was El Chosr. So much of the cult, that if I refuse to give that person the benefit, when I don't lose anything anyway, so that's a Midas Toim. And when the Chazal say, Kerem Midas Toim, we make you. Okay. Fine. Siftal. So you're being mad to your mavoi by putting a kor at the end, or you're putting a lechi at the end. So the lechi is that your hishtamshes in the mavoi goes to the outer edge of the kor, the edge which is right adjacent to the rishus rama or the karmelis, and to the end of the lechi. So when you're standing parallel to the lechi, you're allowed to carry there. But this is only true if it's opened up to Rosh Hashanah. So what's out there is Rosh Hashanah, and this is the Mavi. So you're allowed to carry even under the Korah and parallel to where the Lechi is. Abba Basuch L'Karmel is his Osir. In the case of the Mavi, it opens into a Karmelis, then you cannot carry under the Korah or Kenegat Lechi. Bein Tachas Korah, Bein Kenegat Lechi. The area of Tachas Akara and Kenegat Alechi in some sense is not part of the Mavi anymore. In some sense, what is it? It's much like a Makom Patur. But a Makom Patur next to a Karmelis gets it into a Karmelis. So if what's out there is a Karmelis, so this area, this small area of the Tefach wide under the Kara, is matzah minas minoy, and as we said before, there's no din of, at the end of Shimon Hay, there's no din of makom patur in a karmelis. So, the example we gave over there was the fire hydrant. So, fire hydrant, if it's less than 10 tefachim high, it's not 4x4, but it's less than 10 tefachim high, that's a makom patur. Say if the area around it is a karmelis, it's in a park, say the area around it is a karmelis. So, there's no, the hydrant is not a makom patur. If the air around it is Rosh Hashanah, you're walking down the sidewalk in the main Manhattan street, and there's a fire hydrant there. That fire hydrant is a makom patur. So a person finds something in his pocket on Shabbos, he could put it on the fire hydrant in the Rosh Hashanah because he's putting it on a makom patur. That wouldn't work in a karmelis because you say matzah minas minu. So the same thing over here. The Shabura is going to bring that not everybody agrees with this. Okay. So the first that he said was Chof Hei, Kenegat Alechi. You're allowed to carry Kenegat Alechi. It's Lerman. Bein Shetikon Amavi Bekara, Reb Alechi. However you're going to end, the matter the Mavi, whether with a Kara or with a Lechi, Mutu L'shtamish connected. You can be Mishtamish underneath the Kara and parallel to the Lechi. Yeah, one angle up into Shazarab. Amiu, Yesh, Poiskim, the servant of the Dafka, Shazam, Mokim, Shekanegal Lechi, Lahoyabur, Kashir, Arbatwachim, Al Arbatwachim. The area, the length of the Lechi could be any length you want it to be. It could be, we swap the Dalai Lama, it's called the Lechi. So if your Lechi is a wide board, which is, it's a fourth walking long, and then of course through, across the width of the Mavoi, that's 4x4. So the makom kenegat lechi lo haya bashir karba tvachim larba tvachim. The oz batal the gabi pinim, but the shtam is tacked of chen hachtes misham lifnim. But because yesh bezeh hashetach arba al arba, if the area is 4x4, akol shken yoser, nechaz el makom ke karmelis, then you lo osher the talta boy rak to arba amis. Once it becomes its own chash of a makom, so it's 4x4, it's a karmelis. So you cannot carry within it more than Dalai Lama's, okay. But v'chein l'hoitzi mimenu l'rishus harabim l'hachdez rishus ha-yachid is osir. But you cannot carry from it to rishus harabim or to rishus ha-yachid, the mavi being rishus ha-yachid. So the real ikar, these pasukim are arguing, the real makom heter of the lechi really is connected the back part of the lechi, not the front part. So the reason you're carrying the front part is because it's a nothing. But if it's a makom chashuv, if it's not a nothing, it's a something, then you cannot carry from that makom into the mavi. V'yesh poskim, shem echalkim azeh. And some do not see this svara, it's true. It's not filo v'yesh ba arbo, gam kein batul l'gabi pinim. Since the lechi is there to be mishamish, the mavi, we don't look at it as a distinct, separate rishos. That it should be distinct and separate from the mavi, but it's bottled to the mavi. Okay.
Do we have other examples of a case like this, where inside what's essentially Rishus HaYachad, I create an independent Rishus?
No, it's unique then over here. I mean, not that I recall. Say that a little more humility, right? Not that I recall. The more Adam Machloik is whether the lechi is matter from its inner edge or from the outer edge. Mm-hmm. So according to the matter, the matter is only matter from the inner edge. The pshat is it creates Rishus HaYachad, which is the head of the Gary, but that starts from the inner edge. So the outer area, you may arise at the Rishus HaYachad. There's no need, but Mirabon and the Chazal Asher carrying an Amavi, that area doesn't have a tikkun.
Right.
So.
So it says din of mavi. It stays by din of mavi.
It remains din of mavi.
Right. Okay.
So this other number says no. You can carry all the way to the front edge of the lechi. Mm-hmm. But the Rishonim are arguing about what is that number intrinsically arguing on the first one and saying the rikur makom heter is the front or versus the back. Or agrees with the mountain number that the Ikram Makam Heter is the back. You're saying you carry the front area because it's not chashav enough to be considered distinct, that it should become Asr on its own. Mm-hmm. So if you get to the point where it's chashav enough to show that, then the other number is right. It's basically what he ended up saying. Mm-hmm. It comes out here is one of the unique cases where we're being more macher by a caramelist than by Rishus HaRab. So we, with regards to this halacha, we say that the makom patur, which is there, appears to karmel shebein halachayim. Afim lo hoya b'shir karmelis mitchila, it was too small to be a karmelis to make it aser. Right? Shelo hoya arbal arbatvach, it wasn't 4x4. But since the area outside is a karmelis, and this is like a karmelis just didn't get the right size. So it becomes part of the karmelis and it's also the gary. Matzimines minoy shechutzuloy b'neir mishenosoy. It wakes up. Rishchazikli tarv the karmelis. Shemitzidoy joins the karmelis outside. Same karmelis alav mishabosli shamish tachtov v'gamachlisa lifnim. So you cannot carry there. You cannot. I mean, you can carry there. It's not aladamas, and you cannot carry from there into the mavi. This area is not part of the Rishus HaRab, so it's considered insignificant compared to the Mavi. You're allowed to carry there as well. He disagrees with this halacha that you're allowed to carry over there. The chain possibly b'sefer Eben Ezer. They say it by the case of the Korah. So why is the Korah better than the case of the Lechi? Because we pass in Korah, it's an example of that the Kula is a Chumra, right? The weakness of it. Lechi passes Mishum Mechitza. Korah passes because of Heker. Which means the Korah Betzim doesn't create any Din of Rishus. Just the whole Mavi becomes Mutzah because there's a Heker there. So if you hold the Heker works to the edge, when there's a Rishus there, why shouldn't it work when there's a Karmelis there? You can say, well, that Makam underneath joins the Karmelis. There's no significance to that Makam. That Makam is not a distinct Makam on its own. Because it's not that the Kara changed the status of the area underneath it. Mashenga by a Lechi, which is considered a Mechitza, so then you can say, well, the real Makam of the Mechitza is the inner edge, so this Makam over here is like a different place. And then you can handle it, comes connected to the Karmelis, etc. But Tachas HaKara, there's no distinct makam over there. That's their argument. So the weakness of the Kara compared to Lechi creates this Kula that it's not really, there's no separate makam. So he passes like that. Okay, Pasim say Rabbi Reiser. Ubepranim HaKara V'chav Arba Tvachim Rila Kaba Maziva. If the width of the Kara is 4 Tvachim wide, deeper, you know, going back into the Mavi, and it's strong enough to act as a roof. So then, Mavadi Mutra Philip Hopes or the Carmelis, the Pitikri Yar Besaisim, Machashiva Machitza. Because there's the Pitikri Yar Besaisim, Lochomash Messinai, and that's the front edge. It's Saisim. So that's only if it's at least 4 Tvachim wide. So if the depth of the korah, this is the, that, here's your mavi, the korah goes across like this, if it's four tefachim wide, so you, then for sure, he says, in that case, you'd be allowed to carry under the korah. Okay.
Carmelis was next to the
move? Well, I'm saying even a Carmelis. If she's wrong, we said it's mutter anyway. I'm saying even a Carmelis. Okay.
And the lechi is usually completely inside of the mapoi then?
It doesn't have to be. You know, we had cases where the lechi was placed merely outside of the... It could be put right at the end of the mapoi. Then you'd be able to carry the whole... And then you'd be able to carry. You cannot carry connected the lechi in that situation because it's outside of the mavi.
It's outside of the mavi.
But you wouldn't have this problem over here, psuchal karmelis.
And so the whole discussion of the lechi, whether or not you can carry it to the back end of it, is whether it's half in, half out? Or we're saying.
Or it's partial, or totally in.
Even totally in, we're saying.
It would
always end, if it was completely inside the mavi, you would be able to carry it to the end of it then?
Well, the more is when you can carry only to the inner edge of the mavi, or the lechi, or to the outer edge of the lechi, assuming that the lechi is in the mavi. In the average case, the lechi is placed inside the mavi. So that's what the machlokes is. So those your lechi, let's say, is 10 inches wide, right? So can you carry to the back edge, or even to those 10 inches you can't carry, or you could carry those 10 inches. We possibly can carry to the front edge. But the Mechaber is saying, it depends on what's beyond. If it's just a rabbin, yes. If it's a caramelist, no. Okay. So Shart Zion and Chabez just points out over here. So he's being makel when the curves are chabar, but for sure it's more makel than makel. The other is here, so of course, there's also a smag, but smag, bezel hachmer. Even in the case of the al tvachim, they're going to answer it. Kabakam on the vush, on your rabba, vayd, kamachred, and mechatiko, dibre, and magamisha, b'shem harash, b'shem makel, b'zeh. Vigam etzem adin, the tachos akara, also the ishtamish, b'psuch, l'karmel, z'afilo, b'ein, arroch, b'arbo, hu raf, yim, o'idim, not the yasel ha'okol, kamashakos, on your rabba. This whole thing, even if it's not for tvachim wide, is not so posh, that it really should be asr. As the Rabbanan, Kabbalah Harbor, when it's four tefachim wide, so for sure you can be mekel. Okay. Fine. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about the issue of Tarablam Karma Shatzlit. Kabbalah Kalminyan, so, Midaraisa, the Mavi is Rosh Hashayachid, the whole thing. And outside there's a karmelis. Now we're saying you put this lechi, which is 10 tvachim wide, so it's not 4 tvachim, right? And it's next to a karmelis out there, so you can't carry connected to the lechi. Okay? Because it's part of the karmelis. So can you carry from that place into the karmelis? To say that, we're going to allow you to carry from the Rishus HaYachid of the Mavi to the Carmelis. So we saw before we had such a case like this that Chazal gave a din of a Karfif, which is not Hukav Vadira, even though it had made a right to the Rishus HaYachid. Chazal gave a din of a Carmelis. In order that people should accept the fact that it's called a Carmelis, they allowed you to carry from the Karfif, which has walls, but it's not Hukav Vadira, to a Carmelis without walls, even your Minarais, you're carrying from Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis, right? But Chazal said, well, if you're not going to allow them to carry, he said, oh, that's Rishus HaYachid, then he's going to carry in there, right? So over there, we, in order to maintain the status of Carmelis on the Karfif, we were matter to carry from the Karfif to the Carmelis. Do we say the same argument over here? That I'm telling you that the last part is considered part of the Carmelis and you can't carry there. Oh, it's part of the Carmelis, and then I can carry from there to the Carmelis. No, you can't carry from there to the Carmelis. It's part of the Mavi. So now I'm going to carry from there to the Mavi. So, Yerlach says, in Kamaka, Minyan, Lotzi, Lachutz, Efshad, Aser. So he says, but according to what we said before in Shimon Bob, but that was the law of the Karfif case, that in order to maintain the status of a Karfif as a Carmel, so you can't carry there, we're going to need to allow you, I mean, it's older bonds anyway, to carry from the Karfif, which Rice is Shosu Yachid, into the Carmel, which is Rice is nothing. Because if you're not going to carry from there because there was a kitzur shosayachin, then you're going to carry in the carpet. So maybe the same thing over here, but yesh la'ayin, it's not necessarily exactly the same. So he leaves it with as a question. Hey, alva bishamut liyistamish tachas akara. Well, yeshivadim berusha mavi bechevitz biyadoi. But don't sit there. Shemi yiskalgo alchevitz miyadul shesarabim. The Vienna adds a law of Kim and Shane Hecker Beinoy Lushasarab. It's not so clear exactly. It's all one. It's road. He's sitting all the way at the end of the Mavi, by the Lechi, which you're allowed to carry there. So Mikra, then you're allowed to carry there. But if he sits there, something might roll out of his hands. Lushasarab will bring it back because it's not necessarily distinct where the Mavi ends and the Lushasarab starts. So Chazal said you cannot sit there. This is a Gemara. Al pesachot se mutter, pain besuch l'shesurab, pain besuch l'karmel, sheyesh by hakera. But the chotzer, which has walls around it, it's more enclosed, etc., is more obvious to people where the chotzer ended and where the l'shesurab starts. So there you're allowed to be seated over there. Okay. So we say you're allowed to carry there. It means you shouldn't be doing. You cannot be convey yourself to do this. If it happens to be that you end up over there, you're allowed to move something. You cannot decide that's a place where you want to be and then carry things there because you're afraid you're gonna mess up. Maybe Tzuras HaPesach is acceptable. Tzuras HaPesach, Shalom, Shagavoyim, Boi, Bavali, Osir, Tzuras HaKeir. It depends how you make your Tzuras HaPesach. You make this big, tall thing, you don't notice the top of it. So that's not going to work. Filim Bob, Besul, Carmelis, Durach, Shosha, Bemusa, Durbonim, Gamkin, Osir, Dishkicha, Lichuli. So even though it would be a Xeira, Otto, Durbonim, carrying from the Mobi to the Carmelis. But since it's a common thing to forget, so Chazal asked that as well. Okay. To sit there at the end of the Mavui and carry there and not worry about maybe it'll roll into the caramels and you'll end up bringing it back. You can't bring it back, but the shal is, are we going to make a gzera to not sit there because you might carry from, it's a gzera because you might do an aver in drabonon. Normally you don't say gzera, you don't say gzera for drabonon. It's a common. It's a very good chance it's going to happen. We won't make such a thing. Okay, Sif Vav is a fascinating Sif. It's found twice in Shulchan Aruch. It's found over here, and it's found in Siman Tov Reish Ches by the Din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. It's a Gemara in Beya. It says Nosham Yoshes Al Pesach Amavi Mekadein Biyodan. So they go all the way to Pesach Amavi, which we said you're not allowed to do, carrying something. So we don't have to make a mechah. The kim and the mitzvah d'rabbanan who mutam shi'ur shagas all yemazidus. Better not to say something. If you know they're not going to listen, keep your mouth shut. Right. So this is that you saw. This is what's brought down. I asked you where's it brought down in the law. Yes, it's obvious. It's a hilchos erevin, right? And it's a hilchos Yom Kippurim. Where there it talks about the law. You know the halachas of doing tshuva, correcting people, etc., type of things. So there it makes sense. The reason why it's there is because of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Right? That the Gemara says both points that they would eat down to the wire, and even though there's a Tosefes Yom Kippurim, they wouldn't listen to us. So if we wouldn't listen to us, it's better not to say anything. Now, if you think there's a chance that a person might listen, obviously you should say something. Lam and Midi Rabbananu. I feel of a Midi Deraisa. Yadina shall yishmulanu, elar melehem. Im loy davish beforish bekrab behedu. Can come up and sit in tavrish chas to bay zayin shom. So there, the Rishonim point out that Tosefes Yom Kippurim is a pasuk. Me'er v'aner, we darshan. There's a din. There's multiple different pshatim what the pasuk means. One pshat means it's every time you keep warm the rice. So it's not a drabana. The way the rice is, you don't say you want to shagam ayyam aziris. So something from forish b'kra, we say mutav shiyu. We don't say mutav shiyu. Something which is deraisa, but it's not forish b'kra, we do say mutav shiyu. Okay. Fine. Zion. So what do you do for this? You had a problem on Shabbos. So the kara fell, or the lechi fell on Shabbos. Even though till now I was permitted to carry in the mavi, we don't say once it's mutter, you can continue carrying. And it's also to carry from that point onwards. Bein pesuch l'shasarabim, bein pesuch l'karmelis. V'yesh b'shoimer, d'hani mili b'shir shenim mekepes choyma. Well, the ear shemakefes chayma is mutter. So, we discussed a case where the whole city really has a wall around it, and the purpose of putting the hecker over there is to the Jewish quarter, the Jewish section. They put a hecker down the Jewish section to make it distinct and separate as a, like a mechitza between that and the rest of the city, so they don't have to get involved in getting rishus on the goyim, which that's wasn't necessarily easy to do. So, in order to make to create the distinction, so they would put that. So that lechi, if it falls, you can continue to carry on the rest of Shabbos. Since it's the beginning of Shabbos, you can rely on that. Calls out that ear of Mukav Eschaima is mutter.
Well, the lechi
fell; it's mutter to continue carrying.
This is an ear
of Mukav Eschaima. Right, it can't
ear
Mukav Eschaima. The calls out show your roy lamed kol Shabbos. At least to Erev Shabbos, you saw that it was teetering, and it wasn't so strong. It was going to fall, as opposed to something just happened. Somebody knocked down, but it was unexpected. So also Lachar Shenista over there, once it falls, it's going to be problematic. Now, if it doesn't send even Baruch Matsuya, so then it's not called a machitz at all. So now he was able to send Baruch Matsuya, but we had a concern it wasn't attached well enough. Any given moment, there was a good chance it's going to be knocked down. So that once it falls, it's us. If you're not sure when, in the case where it's Roy Lamed, and then it fell down, you're not sure if it happened before Shabbos, which means it's also. The Heter is based on the fact at the beginning of Shabbos was Mutter, remains Mutter the rest of Shabbos. Well, was it staying at the beginning of Shabbos? I'm not sure. I'm not sure when it fell. You can be Mekel and assume it stayed up long enough. Okay. You mean the Rabbanon who? No. Shinah Karasa with the Khoya. But Slurma Lechi Lamanala. Lechi Karashala, either it was, it sounds like plural. It's not really plural, but you're talking about one Kara or one Lechi. Then Mobi Ala Karach and Lechi Echad. Who would then Vishinitu Tursa Pesach? Fiminagan Shanois and Tursa Pesach. We have the same problem when if the source of Pesach fell down, the same issue. So also Mishal Meilech, once it fell, it's Osir. The Tal Tal El B'Tal Abrahamas, you only carry Tal Abrahamas. Chidos El Hotzimi Bayis Tashom, you cannot carry from the Bayis to the Mavui. Lormin and Khan Shabbos Hoel B'Hutra Hutra. We're not going to use this word Hutra B'Hutra, Kaboy B'Sim and Shin Samach Siv Beis. However, there's no Lomachitzis, because there's no walls over here. You need walls.
What happened?
Okay, now, if so, Shabbat doesn't discuss over here. We did discuss before. Are you allowed to fix the Erev on Shabbos? So, a lot of times you're dealing with potentially, so a Jew can't deal with the question is, can you have a goy Mir Lakum? So Mir Lakum, it's Tzarech Harabim. So, Mir Lakum under the rice of Tzarech Harabim, you can be Mekum. We had this Lakum Lamaisa once in Tells. I was in charge of the Erev. When I was a Bakr, I was in charge of the Erev in the Yeshiva. And there was one place where it was common that it was problematic. And on Shabbos morning, somebody noticed that I was down. So I went and told the Paisik, and he said, it's Mutter to have the guy do it. So we went to. Got the custodial staff who was there, a guy named Harry, and Harry fixed it on Shabbos. Okay. Fine. If the city has a wall, the purpose of making the tikkun of the movi wasn't to be matter to carry in the movi, it was to separate. There's din rabbanon, you have to get rishus on the goyim. So the city is one big rishus, you got to get rishus on the goyim to carry there. So just it was easier for them just to make the Jewish streets distinct from the rest of the city. You put a tikkun there to set it off in the rest of the city. Mainly, you don't have to worry about that anymore. For that purpose, so there, if that fell down on Shabbos, you continue to carry. If you cannot carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, unless they've been ma'arif together, erubah chatzeris, they hadn't done so. So meanwhile, each one carrying his own rishos because they're two separate chatzeris. Now the wall falls down on Shabbos, or there's a pirutz that opens up in the wall, more than 10 amos. So now they're one big rishos, which hasn't been mishtatet, that you can't carry. Since they've been in Shabbos, they're mutter to carry. They can remain mutter to carry the rest of Shabbos. So the same thing over here, because it's not an issue of mechitza, it's an issue of iru.
What's the point that they have to get rishus from the goyim in order to carry?
I'm not sure I understand the question. What do you mean? What's the point? What's the purpose of it?
No.
Or what are the rules of it?
Yeah. What are the rules? Why do they have to get rishus from the goyim? I mean,
the simplest understanding is. The idea is anybody who has ownership in this rishus has to join in. Uh-huh. So the goyim are not joining into the eruv. Uh-huh. So Chazal didn't want you to have the goyim to join in the eruv, because the whole idea is the eruv become like one big happy family. We don't want to be one big happy family with the goyim, but we do need for them to move out to the rishus, uh-huh, to us, as if they're sort of like being masalik and allowing us to. So the Morris says the reason why they did that actually was a very interesting reason. This is one of those halachas where the why and the what are. The why is totally different than the what. The what is a halacha in Hilchos Erevin. The why is because usually the goyim will not be misalik and be moichel, the rishus. They wouldn't be mevatel the rishus. So if the Jews couldn't carry there, they wouldn't want to live there, since we won't live amongst the goyim. That was the purpose of this takana, that you shouldn't live amongst the goyim, the Mora says.
And so today,
when but the what? Once, because I made the takana, because I made the takana. Yeah. The Mor says the reason what the Goyim thought the whole thing was like kishuf. You come and say mivatel your rishus, the whole thing, they don't think it's like strange. It's not, but we do skiris rishus. You're buying rishus from the goy. Like, you know. So the way we do it nowadays, we don't go to every single goy and get buy rishus from him. Since the city, in the case where the city belonged to the Moshel, and he had Rishus to enter anybody's house, mm-hmm, so you'd have to take a Rishus from the Moshel. So, since the police can assume that since the authorities have a right, it's an area of emergency, to enter to any place, the police have a right, the fire department has a right to go in under emergency without any type of warrant, whatever it is, they have a right to go in. So they have Rishus in every Malkum, so you take a Rishus from the government, and but you know, you have these like trying to explain to the, you know, the government, right, the county executive, that we're buying from them the ownership of this area. So the guy says, "You're out of your mind," you know. Not, you know. So that was the point. The guy should say no, and we should move away. Okay, Kosovatas. Dafka Yashav the Saif Hukva. This thing is only if the first they would, it's like we saw before, that it has to be that the houses were there first and then they put the wall. Kistama Yashav, which is the normal way you make a city. Does that Rishus Yachin? Hukva the Saif Yashav, the walls were there first, so those houses do not become Rishus Yachin in regards to carrying. The Yeshal Dim Karmel is Mirabon. It's a Karmel. Rice, it has walls. Mirabon is a Karmel. It's also Tikkun Mimavi, Lahatta, Tiltul, Minofal Tikkun, is also the Habi Remechaz, and Mechitza, Pesurgle Karmel. So that's where the Karmel is issue. So that you can't carry. Once it fell. If it's Armel, it's also. It's not that there's something intrinsically wrong in its binyan, but the government knocked it down. So that's called Armeli Saser. So that's already a problem. Once it falls, it's also to carry. Go back to a case where it's going to stay. But now you're not sure when it happened. Zina lekula, the mukinu lecheskasei, the bahasha dishper. So you use the regular rules of chazaka. Chazaka tells me that if something happened earlier or later, chazaka tells me that it maintained its status as long as possible. Okay, this is the chesam. We'll finish off the simon. It's a good stopping point. Mabishin ishtatu boi benishper akara. So you had sheet of a mavua, so now the curve broke. So, so the loch is that you make a ruach chateris within each chatzer, then you have to make it, all the chateris have to join in a sheet of for the whole mavui. You can make a sheet of without making an eruv. But now what happens is like this. So now the ticket of the mavui falls down. So the sheet of, in a certain sense, is not effective anymore. We're not all one big happy family because we can't get to each other's house. Right, so what happens? So oisa chotzer she'erev munach boy erev meaning the shituf v'chatzeres habsuches loy and other chatzeres which are open directly, they don't have to go through the movi because you can't carry in the movi, but they open directly into this chotzer where the shituf was placed. They would keep it in somebody's house. So that chotzer. Excuse me, it's a lot of carry because they have the eruv, they have the shituf, and they're enclosed. So within the chotzer, there's walls. The walls haven't, the lack of the wall in the movi, the cover in the movi, doesn't affect the ability to carry in the chotzer. But there's a new problem. You need a shituf, you need to be mishtatim together. Well, we were mishtatim together. Other chotzeres which open into this chotzer can carry. But a chotzer which does not have direct access into the chotzer where the shituf is. So they have machitzas, but they're not, and within their group are not one unit, because what unifies them is not accessible to them. That's not called. So you can't say, "Well, we're all enjoying Shabbos together in a place which we can't get to, we can't carry to." See, if each chotzer made their own ruvich chatzeris, then this whole question is irrelevant. They figured since the law is a sheet of work among mayor, like why should we do that? Well, here, the reason why you do that is for the scenario, right? Now it fell down. Now, Al Bikain Mahani come from his eye and the same sheet of makam mayor. You can do a sheet of instead of a mavoi, it's a makam the rubik at service. You have a way to go to carry, not carry through the mavi. The gabi that fine.
The shituf outside of aside from the eruv, what would be the shituf aside that you put the kara over the?
No. Shituf is besides the tikkun. You have to do a shituf. The shita would be that they all joined in the a barrel of wine.
A barrel of wine.
Yeah. Usually the center was a barrel of wine.
No matzah.
Matzah was used for ruvah chateres. Or, you know, rolls. Hashem psuchas, but the chateres, which are not psuchas, are also. So Lord Ma'afilah, I'm the zoo, Mitzah chateres, zoo, you know, they're immediately adjacent to it. Kim Hashem lehem, Pesach, Echaloyin, Lois, Echaloyin, they don't have an access point. Asuras, the last of the Erev Gabal, they don't have an Erev. Lamatzi Lasui, the Erev Derech Amavi, Kivin Shanish Barakar, they can't bring the Erev. Kivadavka Shanish Bartikon Amavi Machal, but this goes back to the other din. If the Mechitzas are Kaimas, the only problem is Eruv, so once again the Shabbos is Mutter, remains Mutter. So in the chatzeres, they have mechitzas. They don't have, the kara's gone. But we're not discussing carrying in the, we're discussing carrying in the chatzer. So the only problem is they don't have an eruv. Well, at the beginning of Shabbos, there was an eruv. Because as long as the mavi was still functioning, they were able to bring the eruv to their chatzer, as it were, and therefore their chatzer was misarev. So now the beginning of Shabbos was mutter, remains mutter the rest of Shabbos. So this whole issue is only if it broke, b'chol. You can't carry to the mova, you carry one chotzer to the next. You can't carry in the mova. Now, asuras. The oisin chazeres asuras l'taltal. This issue of tiltal is not only in the chatzar. Even in a house, if there's multiple owners in the house, I feel by is echad also mecheder lecheder im bechol echeder dor adam echad b'fnei atzma ben lechavert yisrael yad behem k'moshim muchach simon shinayin sif beis v'gimel. So you have an apartment building, it's one building, but each room is a separate owner. You can't carry in the hallway, you can't carry from one apartment to the other apartments if there's no Ruvi Chatzeris. So if they don't have a Tikkun and Mavuos, right, the Erev went down. So even within one building they can't carry. Unless they have made their own Ruvi Chatzeris. Usually they would keep the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses. And that fell down. That tikkun. See, Nishmar
B'chol. Are we talking about the tikkun or are we talking about the wine? I'm confused here.
If the Ruvi Chatzeres is Niskayim at the beginning of Shabbos,
right,
You're good to go.
Right.
The problem is that it's only considered that I have a valid Ruvi Chatzeres if I have access to the Ruvi Chatzeres. I can bring the Ruvi Chatzeres to where I am if necessary.
Right. Right.
So the tikkun is going to affect the eruv. So that's why we're going back and forth between the two things.
Okay.
So in a case where the lechi or the kara, the mitzvah pesach was nishpur in the basic nesses, in nishpur b'chol, say from the beginning of Shabbos it was kayim. So beginning of Shabbos, I had a way to bring a Ruvi Chatzeres to where I am. So my area has walls. I don't have a problem of walls. The problem is I can't bring the Eruv.
Mm-hmm.
Well, beginning of Shabbos, I could have brought the Eruv because the tikkun of the Mavi was up.
Mm-hmm.
But if it broke, b'chol, shetal toshu b'chol ha'mavuos, fil yesh tikkun, if they have, even though the other Mavuos have a tikkun, but the Ruvi Chatzeres of the city can't get to them because that street where it was, the tikkun is down. Unless there's an access route from the shul to that place where he's mutter to carry. If it broke him, So when the city Arab is down, so the Ruvi Chatzeres is in Shomrei, is here in the shul, I can't carry in the Warwick in the building because the city Arab is down.
The Warwick, even though it's one owner.
So we'll get to it. We'll get the details of that. So if it fell down on Shabbos, so be okay, because at the beginning of Shabbos I had access to bring the Arab to my place. So I have walls.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is I need eruv. Eruv I had to be in a Shabbos, that's good enough. But if it was down before Shabbos, I got a problem. I would have to do a Ruvi Chatzeres inside of there. Now, is the world considered that there's tvisas yad to the owner? Therefore, it's like one owner. That's, we'll discuss in more detail later on. Pasha's assumption is that's a problem. Bannerberg held there was malkum to be makel, but it's a problem. It's not so posh. Now, without wait, let's just finish off. The Mokim Shain Oysen Tikkun Mubus Be'ir. So, they, I'm sorry. Lost the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Certainly, Zoshal Yasa Ruba Chatzeris Elim Ken Yesh Al Kaponim Boisu Chotzer Shnei Batim. Chedin Shnei Batim Zev Neged Zev Ufir Hoyz Beneim. They have like they share a lobby. Or Shnei Chadorim A Psuchim Lebay Sechod. You have to put it in a place where you have access. You'll be able to actually bring it to where you are. You shouldn't put it in the basic nesses. Which they're able to, with that area, are able to carry. If the Chatzar Knesses has houses which open into it also, so now the Chatzar Knesses is a lot of times was also Chatzar of the buildings nearby, so you can't carry the Chatzar Knesses because there's no real way to carry from the shul to those buildings. So those buildings don't have an eruv, so that would be problematic. Okay.